Shirley Muldowney fought her way into the high-testosterone, mucho-macho world of drag racing more than 40 years ago, and right from the start began beating the boys at their own game. She's had her highs, a string of titles including 3 world championships, and her lows, some nasty fires on the track and a crash that nearly took her life. Muldowney's groundbreaking career in racing was chronicled in the 1983 film Heart Like a Wheel.
She's got good traction.
This weekend, at age 63, Muldowney is putting the brakes on driving those nitro-fueled race cars. She'll race once again this weekend and then call it quits for good. And she joins us now. Shirley, thanks so much for talking to us.
Oh, it's great to be here with you.
Most of us will never know what it's like to travel more than 300 miles an hour. That's just a day's work for you. What's it like? What happens to you physically when you travel that fast?
Well, the initial launch off the starting line, by the time you reach the what we call the Christmas tree, that's the starting system, it's out there barely 20 feet. You're already doing 100 miles an hour. It's like, you know, you're being catapulted, but you pretty much need to be part of the car. You just know once you get in there and you step on that throttle and it kicks you in the backside, you know if you're in the right or the wrong place.
Now, so much of racing is about reaction time and reflexes, knowing exactly when to punch the throttle
Or
pull back just a little bit.
Well, we look for thousands of a second when we're out there in reaction time as well as elapsed time, because I've seen many times in my career a couple one-thousandths of a second separate cars.
You're one of the first women in the world of drag racing, and you sort of made no, you know, that didn't bother you. In fact, in some ways you seemed to flaunt that. You drove a pink car.
I did. I still do. Not in the beginning. I had blue cars and gold cars, but I didn't really chase the women's movement, if you will. I just happened to be a girl wanting to drive her little race car. I wore a skirt during the week, but I went to the racetrack and I duked it out with the guys on weekends.
Now, you drive a pink car at the Speedway. Just curious, what kind of car do you drive in your civilian life?
I drive a Cadillac DTS. It is a beautiful red, 4 doors, lots of room, room for all my purchases. And I have a brand new Chevy Trailblazer.
And when you're heading to the grocery store just running errands, how much of a lead foot do you have?
Oh, I'm not really. I try to keep it down to a roar. I only like to drive really fast when I get paid for it.
Now, I'm sure you're looking forward to life off the road, literally, not, you know,
yes, I am.
Living on the road, traveling every weekend. But are you going to miss it in some way?
Sure. I may cry secretly. You know, certain things will bring things to mind. You know, the actual driving of the car is, it's going to hurt, because I love it more than, certainly not more than, you know, my family and friends, but I love it as much as anything I've ever done.
Shirley, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you for having me. It's quite a thrill.
And good luck to you in this next chapter.
I appreciate that.
Drag racer Shirley Muldowney. This weekend she's ending her racing career after 40 years at the wheel of racing cars. She's 63. She spoke to us from Pomona Raceway in Pomona, California.